Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest right now is Joe Beasley, who is the Southern States organizer for Rainbow Push. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Mr. Beasley, I understand that your organization and other civil and voting rights organizations have filed a lawsuit against Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp. Why?
Well, as you know, actually 350 years almost, we couldn't vote. And we've only been allowed to vote 50 years. And we call ourselves a great democracy. But we do everything we can do to hinder people from participating, and especially people of our hue. Now, Brian Kemp, who I think is a crook anyway, because most people, once they will file for another office, will step aside.
Yeah, because he is running for governor of Georgia.
Oh, absolutely. And so what we've determined to do is to remove as many people of color from the voting rolls as he possibly can to give himself an advantage. And so we at first sought just to get the information of who'd been removed, and he removed over 500,000 people. And so he complied and I think provided about 125,000 names, but we made it clear to him we want all the names. And as of now, we still have not gotten it. And so we will officially filed a suit against the Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia.
Now, Mr. Kemp, in his defense, says that your lawsuit has no basis, that he, during his time as Secretary of State, has brought forth online registration, which allows for more people than ever to be able to vote in the state of Georgia. Your response to that?
Well, you know, I saw Mr. Kemp on the news last night, you know, telling that tale, if you will. But most Georgians, unfortunately, especially African-Americans, don't have the computers. They don't know how to really go online to register. So it doesn't help the group that is kind of locked out in the state, which is primarily poor people and African-American people outside of the Atlanta area. So that's another pretext that Mr. Trump Kemp is putting out.
You call him Mr. Trump Kemp. Why?
Well, he's one of the minions of Donald Trump, who is a serial liar. And of course, Mr. Kemp is not much better. But I can assure you that he's trembling in his boots because Stacey Abrams is going to beat his socks off.
And talking about the election now and talking about those who have been purged from the voter rolls, what is it that you need for those people to do? I mean, what do voters need to do? Because how do we know if we've been purged?
Well, you just, we put all of it online now. So if you put your name, type your name in, it'll come up and show if you've been purged. And what you need to do is to register again, which is October the 9th is the last day that we can register to vote, to be eligible to vote in the upcoming election. So you can do that. You can go online, type your name in, and it'll show whether you're registered or not. Yesterday I got a postcard in the mail. It wasn't from Kemp, but it said to me that I might not be registered to vote. But it looked like junk mail. And normally I just would have thrown it away without even looking at it. But that's what Kemp has been doing. He's been sending out these postcards, which appears to be junk mail, and people don't pay attention to postcards.
What color is it?
Well, the one that I got yesterday was like brown. I don't know if what kind, you know, if Kemp has sent them out, I don't know what color the envelope is.
How crucial is it, in your opinion, and we're talking to Joe Beasley, who is the Southern States organizer for Rainbow Push. Mr. Beasley, how important, how crucial is it that people make the effort to see if they are indeed registered?
I think it's critical because it would be tragic if you wait and you get to the polls and you've actually been purged. There's nothing you can do. So I think you should take advantage of these few days we got left and make sure that you're on the rolls. So I think it's critical.
Joe Beasley, thank you.
Well, thank you very kindly.
Maria Boynton reporting.